It's all golden to me.
It's my dream to have a golden beard.
Younger but looks older.
I'll even try a squat. Here we go. The 6 of clubs.
The golden.
Welcome to another episode of the Talk Golden to Me video podcast show. Your host, Evan Golden, a.k.a. Golden TV. As always, our studios here at the law offices of Berman & Berman. You know Golden TV loves his television, but when it comes to television specifically, I'm just addicted to reality TV. I think we all are. I think when it comes to reality TV, it's kind of better than sitcoms because it's real. And it is real. We're going to find out directly from a cast member of one of my favorite shows on Bravo. I think Bravo is like the best network for reality television. But in the studio with me, you see him if you are watching and not just listening. We have Joao Franco. I love just saying your name. Joao, Joao. Am I saying that right?
You are indeed.
Man, it just gets me like fired up, man. Thank you so much for joining us. I want to talk a little about Below Deck Mediterranean, some of your castmates, and just see what's good in your life, man, besides looking like a famous model.
Thanks.
Is your agent booking you on other stuff with
that
smile?
That's a negative, but I should probably look into it.
Come on, they got to be putting you to work.
You only live life once, right?
Absolutely. So welcome to our studios, man. We appreciate you coming on in here. We wanted to talk to you. And man, Below Deck Mediterranean, how did you get on the show?
Good question. When I first started yachting, I was approached by someone on Facebook. And myself and my brother actually went through quite a few stages of getting to the last stage, and we declined it for another job. I did the job for a year and a half, two boats, and then they kept asking me to come back on, or at least to at least throw my name in the hat again. Mm-hmm. And I declined it until it just so happened that when they had asked me, I'd just resigned from a boat, and it was a week after I'd resigned that they wanted me on. And yeah, I decided to go for it.
Wow. So it was kind of like meant to be, right?
I think so.
So what was this experience like for you, you know, joining a mega yacht and not just, you know, working, but having cameras in your faces, having, you know, crazy guests?
The first time is overwhelming for sure. Yeah. You know, when we come on board, we don't know who we're dealing with. We don't know what we're doing. We don't know if it's going to be, you know, like a normal boat. I'd never watched the show previous to that. And you don't know anything, and you get on and you go. All we're told is about the fourth wall, which we're not supposed to be speaking to anyone other than our crewmates. And yeah, go. So yeah,
and after probably like a day or two, you probably just you ignore the cameras, right? You
forget that they're there. Absolutely
not. You don't?
Absolutely no.
Well, I think it's because it's such close quarters.
The only time you forget that the cameras are there is when you are out. There is no other time.
Wow. Because it's kind of small area. And
absolutely,
You're like kind of doing your job and getting bumped into you got the audio guy, you got the camera guy.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Very cool, man. Yeah. So no regrets though joining the show?
Absolutely none.
None?
None whatsoever. All the mistakes, all the good times, everything, no regrets. What is there to regret?
It's kind of a dream. It's kind of a dream job, isn't it?
It's a dream job. Doing the show itself, there's a lot that one can learn about themselves in watching, you know, the final outcome of the season, you know. Yeah, there was a lot that I had to learn, and it was interesting, very interesting.
You always have a passion for water, yachts, boating. I know you grew up in Zimbabwe.
Well, ironic, because it's a landlocked country.
That's why I had to put this together.
Well, I've always been, you know, a water baby, I'd say. My dad lives in Mozambique, so we spent a lot of time in Mozambique fishing around the sea. All our neighboring countries have amazing coastlines. So, yeah, I guess... I had heard about yachting and then got straight into it without realizing. I thought of it more as of a job than a passion, I guess. And it's become both.
What about your castmates? These women are beautiful. Is it hard to kind of, I don't want to say the wrong word here.
Did you watch the first season?
Beautiful on the outside, maybe.
No, well, I mean, everyone has their, you know, every person's different. But you get all types of people on camera, off camera. Yeah. In yachting, we are very multicultural. So one boat I was on, there were 13 of us as crew, and there were 11 different cultures. You learn a lot from people in close quarters, yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of like a melting pot of the sea. You guys are all coming from different parts of the country, coming together.
Exactly. Yeah.
My favorite part of the show always is when it's tip time and you kind of see your faces start divvying it out. I love that.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's also a huge perk
Certainly.
You enjoy your time, you have an amazing time, and then you get paid for it. What could go wrong?
That's why I thought it was like a dream job.
Yeah.
It's still a lot of hard work, though.
A lot of hard work.
It's not
work.
Just easy play.
What I mean, I have this thing of sending an Instagram picture, for example, of the life we're having, and then getting up and making the sunbed that I just put for someone else. You know? So, yeah.
What's Sandy Yon like?
She's amazing. She's a really good mentor. She's actually put me up to where I am now. I've been a captain for a year now, and she got me my first job. And I've excelled since then. It's been great.
I feel like her and Captain Lee would be the ultimate couple, or do you think they'd butt heads if they were single?
It's a good question. I think if they were single, they are completely contrasting to each other. You know, everyone has their own way of leading, and I think you can learn a lot from the both of them.
That's great. You seem to have like a good positive attitude, man.
Like I said,
glass half full.
It's always full. There's no such thing as half full.
That's great, man. What do you think? We had Colin on the show not too long ago. What do you think of Colin and his rap career? Do you think he should pursue music more?
Definitely. I've spoken to him about, at least following his degree. He can teach a lot of people, and he's really good at what he does. His instrument work is amazing. I wrote a little rap for him the other day. It was hilarious. I didn't realize how difficult it would be. I put the words right, but actually spitting it out wasn't as easy as I thought it would be.
Writing it's one part. Performing it, exactly. Beat, that's the hard part. That's when you got to have some type of like lyrical music. I'm a little deaf tone myself, so.
My tongue stumbles in rapping, I mean.
Don't get naughty on me here, sir. What's your you're single, right?
Negative.
I don't see a ring on the finger.
No ring, but not single.
All right. Listen, if you're not married, in my book, I've been married like 13, 14 years. I consider it single. You going ring shopping this holiday season?
That's a negative so far.
Don't let her watch this. She's going to get upset. She was hopeful.
Maybe. No. We've been great so far. We've been together for just...
Is it hard, though, when you're traveling and working and people coming up to you asking for pictures?
She's taken it really well. And that's one of the main things that I was worried about. She's really good with, every time we go out, she understands. She holds it, all the girls' bags, and takes the photo for us. So. Which is, I really appreciate her for it.
That's great. Hey, listen, because sometimes that's the difficult part when you're dealing with someone in the spotlight, a TV personality. Jealousy sometimes come into play. Yeah. And it takes a confident woman to be with someone. So I'm glad to hear that, man.
Thanks.
Happy. You seem very happy. So that's excellent news. That's good. Unbelievable. So Below Deck Mediterranean, what season are they on now? What's coming up now? I know Below Deck, I think, the original, like on season 7. And now Med...
So
where are we at?
The Med will be the 5th season coming out. Yeah.
It's crazy, man. The whole Bravo and reality just craze just like is exploding. I think when I just think of Bravo, I think of reality TV. Did you have a chance to go to BravoCon?
Yes, I was invited. I was part of the whole ordeal, and it was
ordeal incredible. Sounds like the perfect adjective for that.
Yeah.
How was that? Was it just insane?
For their first time, it was really well put together. Mm-hmm. I think just in the fact that the tickets were sold out so quickly explains everything for it. I had the pleasure of meeting people I never knew. We had a room full of 90 Bravo celebrities, that they'd call them.
I love that terminology.
And, I realized how much of an impact our show has as well. When people knew who I was, I was very, very overwhelmed, I guess.
Who like came up to you and was like, I love your show, I love you, and you were just like, you watch.
Don't make me repeat names, because
or you can tell me what show they're from.
Don't make me repeat shows. Right. I mean, everyone did. All the housewives are coming up to you? The housewives, not so much. They had their own thing going on, and the guys were awesome. All of the guys were really cool. It was funny because at some stage, we were asked, myself and Colin were asked to meet at a certain designation point at 9:15 p.m. By 9:10, we were there, because as Yachties, we know that that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to be there 5 minutes before. everyone else is paid to not abide by the rules. So everyone was everywhere. It was chaos, but it was organized chaos. It was really cool.
I definitely have to attend that next year. They'll probably be doing this like regular once a year now, right? I think
with the success it had, it's going to be great.
What's your thoughts on Andy Cohen? What's he like?
I really enjoy him. You know, the first season at the reunion, I broke down a bit, and he had come out afterwards and kind of he was quite comforting. And then, he sent me a text a few days later saying, you know, sorry to open a sore wound, you know, and kind of thing. And I really appreciated that for him because he didn't have to reach out at all. And since then, he's been great, except he thought I was a stripper and not Ashton when we went the last time. And I was like, no, I can be, but not today, not professionally.
I think that's the kind of the difficult side of being in reality TV. Listen, we're not just showing all the good. You have to sometimes share some of your adversity and your negative aspects in life. Is that hard to kind of be completely transparent and open up to the fans and the viewers? You're not. No one's perfect.
No. Of course. I mean, you may think that you are, and then when you watch yourself, even then you're not so sure. You're like, oh, that was cool. That was all right. You know, I wasn't too bad. And then with the reaction you get, it's insane. You really take a step back and you kind of try and piece things together as to, you know, how you can change. And that's all personal. I mean, a lot of people get defensive when they look great on TV. Mm-hmm. That they lap it up and they're happy about it. When they look crap on TV, they blame the editing, and it works both ways. If you think that it's editing, you look good because it's editing, accept it. And if you think that it's editing and you look bad, accept it too. So
hey, it's still the words coming out of your mouth, though. I mean, editing can only control so much. So
the one thing I appreciate about Below Deck is that it is real. And, you know, regardless of what anyone says, I think we just got a 9th rating for reality TV shows. And in knowing people and in speaking to a lot of people off other shows, and, you know, not to mention the shows, but I can guarantee that Below Deck is real. And they have, I think it works out to like 350 to 400 hours dropped down to 40 minutes worth of an episode.
And is it exciting? You mentioned that. So are there like, do you do watch parties? Because you don't know what they're going to air and what they're going to broadcast. So you're probably on pins and needles. They're filming for weeks at a time.
Well, that's the best part about Watch What Happens Live, is because you don't know the next episode coming, and then they show you a couple of previews, and I'm stressing. I'm like trying to phone people and like, what is the next episode about so I can defend myself? But again, you just, it's a ride, you know, it goes as quick as it comes. Mm-hmm. I think for the second season that I've done, people are less, that they approach me less because I think they think that I'm of a higher status, which I don't feel, you know. Mm-hmm. It's a ride.
It's a good description, man.
A roller coaster ride.
Hopefully no one's getting too sick on these rides. No, mentally.
Well, I mean, it can be mentally challenging. I think that it's very strategic. The duration of the entire show is just enough for you guys to be either friends or sick to death of each other, and possibly harmful if you were to spend another week on board.
They say on the website that when you joined the show that you were looking for a fresh start. What do you think they meant by that?
Moving from my country. Mm-hmm. When I left, you know, not to put myself on a pedestal, but I was very well known. I had a very successful business, and it came to a sudden halt very quickly because of the country, the economical state of the country. So employing 10 of my friends, including my brother, supporting my family back home, it came to a point where I had to leave, and that was, I think, the scariest thing, because I'd never left Southern Africa. And in going to France for the first time with just a backpack, after being at home in an amazing house with my family and friends living in the same place, in the same community, because I could afford that for everyone. I had, you know, 5 dogs, 3 cats, 4 pythons. It was one of my things, you know, Yeah, long story.
I hate snakes.
Yeah.
You didn't bring any, right?
No, negative. Okay. Not besides the one in this bag here, no.
I thought you were going to say the one in your pants.
Oh, you know what?
You got the producers all excited there.
I started it besides, and I thought, you know what? I'm not going to even start this.
We got a lot of women in the studio that couldn't wait to meet you and the production assistants. So don't get them too wild yet early in the show, man.
Speaking of snakes, no, I'm kidding. No, too soon. So I left and... I think with perseverance, I can't say it's entirely luck. I want to believe that we, you know, put ourselves in a situation where we were bound to get a job, myself and my brother. We got into a boat together. Within the first 3.5 months, I got my time to get my captain's ticket. So I had my captain's ticket, smaller vessels, 3.5 months into my yachting career. Now after this year, I've managed to do all my courses for my Officer of the Watch, and then after April, 12 months from April, I do my Master 3000, and that's the highest level of captaincy.
Congratulations. So, yeah, awesome job. That's
all in a matter of 3 years.
Yeah, messing around.
No, I'm not messing around. I think the drive from back home and from what I had to what I know I want is
you've already accomplished it once. So exactly. you kind of have the recipe, and it seems you have that work ethic and the right drive and, like we said, the right attitude. Yeah. What else you have cooking? I know you're also working with Stars Marketing. You got any good promotions, good events, book? I mean, the future's the limit. I'd like to hear what you have in store in 2020.
So I've started a company. It's called MVAC. It's emergency vacuum system. Emergency vacuum services, and it's for bilge and tank cleaning for vessels. It was, so far it's been great. We had a couple of ups and downs in the beginning due to competition, but that's all been ironed out. And I think of myself as an entrepreneur, and I'd like to find any loophole or any market that I can get into, because I think my prime years, I would like to believe, aren't when I was 18, but they're now. I didn't think that I would be in America and known from being in Zimbabwe and infamous rather than a little bit famous.
How old are you? You seem so young.
I'm 29.
You, baby.
Yeah, baby. That's what everyone says. I started my life at 22.
Hey, the 30s are the prime, man. So you got a whole good decade ahead of you.
That's good to hear.
I promise you that. Well, that's awesome stuff. I didn't know you had that entrepreneurial spirit, I wish you best luck
and
with
again,
that business.
With Stars Marketing and everyone that I'm trying to pull together, I've got this huge opportunity, which may come about in the beginning of next year. I've got a couple of auditions for two Netflix series. So, I mean, I diversify, just do whatever I can, you know.
Putting your foot in different areas.
Exactly.
That's great.
Good areas.
And it seems, you know, you're talking about BravoCon and meeting everyone, and it seems that all the
Celebrities.
Thank you very much.
That's the one.
You guys all support each other with your businesses or your products, your social media. So I kind of like that the whole network is kind of like one big fraternity.
Yeah, I mean, of recent we had this lady who was a huge Bravo fan, and it was amazing to see how everyone got together to send her love and support, you know. Mm-hmm. That's a big thing, because we need a lot more of that. It depends on the show, I think. I'm not so sure of any other show, but you do have situations where people forget about the life they live and then live in the moment of when that episode comes out, and I obviously don't believe in that at all. So, you know, I've had a couple of issues with a couple of people, and I just feel like they forget the real, you know, when you're in, I mean, the show's real, but you're in a vicinity where, like, everything can get very vile. You're in close proximity of each other. You can't leave each other. You have cameras. It's all overwhelming. The moment you get off, you have to forget that that's what it was and kind of meet each other again. Otherwise, you forget that, you know, people should, I mean, everyone's real in some way. There's always pros and cons. But yeah, I think everyone overall supports each other.
Any crazy fan moments at BravoCon or just out with your girlfriend?
I was surprised as a whole, to be honest. I think with the overwhelming applause that we got, I was very happy to be one of the selected to go. It was awesome. I think it just in standing in one place and everyone, they're like, throwing me phones to take photos of them in the background with their phone, and then I ended up with like five phones. I was just throwing everyone phones back when they had different. I don't know. Yeah, it was incredible. And I hate saying, well, I can't say no when people are like, can I take a photo? Of course, can I take a photo? Of course, everyone. It just gets overwhelming, and you don't want it to be, but at the same time, there were just so many people that were fans.
But you know how much it means to them. It takes a couple seconds. Of course, it does discourage me when I do see like some celebrities and a fan's been maybe waiting for them or dying. Absolutely. And it will take that celebrity one second to sign something, take a quick selfie, and make their not day, month, yes, year, absolutely. And they'll tell their friend like so.
I take both sides. I never say no. Honest to God, I don't.
But I can understand how it gets annoying, man.
It's not that it's annoying, but 1 second and, 100 seconds, 200 seconds, 300 seconds in a day will add up. So
you open the door, it's a exactly. Floodgate. Yeah. Do for one, you got to do for
all. I enjoy it. I know, again, it goes as quick as it comes, so it make hay while the sun shines.
Hey, great attitude, man. Good golden. This is what I call, look what I got here.
Oh, there we go. What's that?
These are my golden nuggets.
Can I eat them?
I have something you could eat, but you have to play a game first.
You know what's funny is when I left my country, I could not leave with cash, and I didn't know what credit cards or accounts were. I could only leave with gold coins. So I had 10 gold coins, souvenirs that I'd had saved back home for any given moment. And yeah, I spent 4 gold coins and I've still got 6, so I was really happy about that.
All right, nice. How much is one gold coin worth in American money, do you know?
$1,200, $1,300.
Nice. I want a gold coin. I think that those hold value too.
They do hold value. And it's a great souvenir.
A gold coin would fit very well in the studio. You didn't bring me one, I guess.
No. But I brought snakes.
Do you like carry? You don't carry like gold. Like so, in your wallet, you have no like bills. You have like gold coins in your wallet.
I've got all sorts in my car. You'd be scared. That's anything so to get me out of jail.
All right, so you can't eat the gold nuggets, but I will let you eat some gold. But you have to play a game with me first. Okay, are you ready to play a game? Absolutely. Though, you sure?
I think so.
It's a little. It is a little scary though. So it's called word for word.
Okay.
I'm gonna say maybe someone's name, maybe an object, and you just have to say the first word that comes to your mind. Pretty easy, right?
I've got 1,000 words already, so I'm not sure.
I haven't even said anything yet. You can't lie, though.
That's scary.
Brutally honest.
Brutally honest.
I'm going to do a little spin, though, with this episode of word for word. I'm not just – sometimes I say, like, a state. Sometimes I say Zimbabwe. You'd say home. I'm only saying the castmates of Below Mediterranean Deck.
Okay.
All right. Say the first word that comes to your mind. Here we are, word for word, with Jay Wow Franco from Below Deck Mediterranean. I'm going to say someone's name. Say the first word that comes to your mind. Do not lie. Producer, give me that game show background music that I love when we play this. I hear it. All right. Say the first word that comes to your mind. Ready? Ben Robinson.
Eccentric.
Jack.
He's not as lazy. He's hilarious.
All right. We'll go with hilarious.
Yeah.
Travis.
Confused.
Anastasia. Say it. You're thinking it.
Very confident.
Confident. He might have lied on that one, viewers and listeners.
Well, it's not egotistic. She is confident.
Hey, it's very easy sometimes to mix up cockiness, confidence. Yeah, yeah. So I like that. Aisha.
Oh, here I have 1,000 words. Overwhelming.
Ooh. Mm. Colin.
I just think of friendship. Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Mila.
Steak. Okay. Yeah.
Steak.
Steak.
How is that steak prepared?
Well, by licking, apparently.
Hannah.
I think I'm more confused on that one than. Anything. Hannah is caught up.
Caught up. Yeah. Oof. I like that. Caught up.
I can't think of one word, but just caught up. Caught
Sandy.
Up the
show as a whole. Sandy on.
Sandy is compassionate.
Andy Cohen.
Gay.
Captain Lee.
Stern.
Stern, that was word for word. You got 100%. You passed. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Job well done.
But gay made happy, by the way.
Hannah, why'd you say she's caught up while I get your gold?
I think she gets caught up in the show.
Gotcha.
She's done it for a few years. it's hard for us. I think the hardest thing for us to try and explain to the audience is what yachting is really like against, you know, how people feel they should be morally, you know. It's a really, really tough industry. An example is if you make the slightest mistake, you don't necessarily get fired straight away on the show, but if you make the slightest mistake in yachting, there's a 99% chance you will just get fired. You know, so that goes against what people believe should happen.
So there's a little more leniency with the show, you're saying?
Leniency, yes, but again, at the same time, you know, if you say something to someone, it's because if you don't say anything at all, then there's no show. So you have to speak your mind. Otherwise, there's nothing to speak about. There's no, you know. Whereas I think in a normal environment, you would contain yourself and think about what you want to say before you say it. Yeah.
Listen, the producers know what they want to get out of the cast. So.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a show. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, all our guests, I do feed them actual real gold put in their body. And this fills you with richness.
Don't you get that in like an ouzo bottle or something?
Yeah, like what's the Goldschlager on the bottom of that? Here's a little piece for you.
Is that real gold?
This is real 24 karat gold. And I'm going to eat a piece with you.
Okay.
This will change your life forever. Look at you already. Air's better.
I was going to say, I've had bigger.
Your snake is bigger.
I had to smuggle, but that's not. I'm kidding.
Only for the guests on the Talk Gold to Me video podcast do we feed you actual gold.
Thank you very much.
Hey, you earned it and you deserved it with your 100% on word for word. You were brutally honest.
Brutally
and we appreciate
honest.
That.
Yep.
I think Mila might get mad at you, though, with the steak comment.
Yeah, you know what? One thing that I don't think people know is that there was a high chance that she could have had that part of the show retracted, mm-hmm. and she said no. She said she'll stick by what she said, which is fair play. You know, people don't realize, again, culturally, nobody knows what anyone's been through. And there was a part on that I'd spoken to her about, you know, previous to her leaving. Just before she left, I'd spoken to her to try and explain to her that regardless of her beliefs, you know, within an industry that she's in at the moment, some of that you can't just blurt out, you know. Mm-hmm. And when I explained to her about my mom's best friend that had passed away for those reasons, it's illegal to be gay at home, and you know, with the pressure of where she's come from, nobody really knows what she's had to go through or, you know, what's made her feel that way. So yeah,
well, I'll tell you what, Jay, you keep it real. And that's what I like, man. You keep it 100 and you say what's on your mind. And I think that's why the fans have fallen deeply in love with you on the show. Because sometimes it is, you know, the cameras are there and you sometimes, even though it is a reality, you kind of sometimes play it up or you know, feed into that. So it is easy to kind of fall into that. And I know your personal path in life hasn't been the easiest, right?
No, not at all. But at the same time, with I think I am very positive person, I've had the most amazing life. And I, again, not to put a downer on this, but I'd rather have gone through everything I've been through than somebody, you know, who's been, I don't know, a one limb short or no sight, or I'm still here. So yeah,
with a lot more to go, man. We're excited for 2020. We're ending the decade strong here.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see your invention explode. And I wish you the best of luck with the Netflix series. I can't see them passing up on
this. Well, I need to learn how to act, first of all.
You got it.
Just stop smiling and stop laughing and be serious.
That's you impossible. Can do it. Boom. A little snap. There, see, you got it.
It lasted about one split second.
Well, we appreciate you stopping in here, man. I know that South Florida's got a lot of adventures, a lot of entertainment. So it's taking some time away from the lifestyle here and sitting with us. I know you got businesses to run and fans to reply to on social media. And you're a great guy. And I just wish you all the best, man,
thank
for sure.
Much.
Just
I appreciate it.
Wish what you wish for. That's how it is.
Well, I dream of being a superhero, so I'll make you my.
Who is your favorite superhero? You like a Marvel or DC guy?
Tough. I think a little bit of. I'm a variety type of person. So, you know, I don't know. I don't have a favorite. It's like I don't have a favorite color. You have to have combinations of colors. You can't have one favorite color. Although I agree. I think yours is gold. I'm just saying.
100% right. 100% right. With the last name Golden, I fully embraced it. But what I try to do with it is just share golden energy and golden positive aura to people. So I've taken that route. So viewers and listeners, we always appreciate your time for joining us, whether you are listening or watching. We, of course, appreciate it. Like, subscribe, share this segment, promotes the show, helps us bring on awesome reality TV stars like my man over here. So again, we always appreciate your time for joining us. As always, we're here at the law office of Berman Berman. Give the viewers any golden nuggets, any wisdom you could share with them before we sign off, some words to live by, something you learned as a young boy in Zimbabwe that you've passed on from generation and you will instill in your life.
Yes. Always say yes.
Always say yes.
Always say yes. Don't ever, you know, put down a moment. Don't ever say no because of something. Just always say yes. Do it. At least you've done it. If you regret it, you would regret not doing it, you know. So,
yeah. Hey, I'm all about that. I don't say no. I just go.
Yeah.
And that's my thing. I hate the word no.
Except red lights. Red lights on. You got to stop.
That's when you do your social media.
Yeah.
You get like your 2 minutes check, like.
I saw a police officer doing that the other day. I was like, are you sure?
All right. So, ladies, don't stop saying no. Say yes. That's not for you. That's for everybody.
Everybody.
I love that. I love that golden nugget right there. Some wisdom, man. We appreciate your time, like I said. But we got to go. We're out of here. Peace. Say cheers. Goodbye to them. Thank they you love so you. Much.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
I love that. Cheers. How's my accent?
Cheers.
Wait, what's the Zimbabwe accent?
English.
It is English.
Yeah. What? Very English.
How's my? I can only say what?
Aluminium. It's aluminium.
Are you calling me fat? Chicky thing.
I didn't say it.
Oh, God. I'll suck in there. We're out of here. Bye-bye.